You'll be hearing a lot about what the United States and our partners just achieved in Geneva. So I wanted to take a minute to share with you an inside view of what we really accomplished here.
That's Secretary of State John Kerry in a YouTube video published today where he explains a nuclear agreement just reached with Iran. In the video, Kerry counters the criticism that the agreement lets Iran off the hook without really halting its nuclear program. He stresses that the deal is just a first step.
And our diplomats and our experts will be at the negotiating table very soon again, working to achieve this final comprehensive agreement that addresses all of our concerns and our friends, Israel, Saudi Arabia, the Arab Emirates, others. The whole world has an interest in making sure that this is a peaceful program.
Two countries Kerry didn't mention there, Afghanistan and Pakistan. They're both just over Iran's eastern border, and there are thousands of U.S. troops in Afghanistan, so there may be regional implications to the Iran deal as well. So says Vali Nasser, dean of the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.
Afghanistan and Pakistan has been a declining interest for the United States. The United States is set to leave that region, and it might feel now more comfortable doing so, because if it has an agreement and an understanding with Iran, and if U.S.-Iranian relations begin to stabilize, probably the United States will have less to worry leaving Afghanistan, thinking that it is possible to have a tacit understanding with Iran about relations in Afghanistan.
Are you a little surprised, then, that there isn't more attempts to try and triangulate the Iran deal on its nukes and, you know, the wind down in Afghanistan right now?
No, I'm not surprised, largely because the U.S. administration is not very good at triangulating. We approach these issues as if they're in complete isolation. And I think if anybody tries to triangulate the nuclear deal with anything these days, it's with Syria rather than with Afghanistan. And that's also largely a consequence of the fact that we think that we have a plan and the plan is in place and there's no need to touch it. This is not an open issue that needs to be revisited, whereas some of the other issues like Syria still don't have closure, and therefore we might think more broadly that Iran may be relevant there. I don't think the United States is really looking to change its story about the end game in Afghanistan at this point in time.
I'm curious to know what you think of National Security Advisor Susan Rice, her trip to Kabul over the weekend. It seemed to be kind of a quiet visit. The White House didn't really draw any attention to it. Why was she there?
Well, the National Security Advisor is the president's direct representative. So this is as close as you can have a conversation between the president of the United States and the president of Afghanistan. And I think she went there largely because the security deal is at peril. Karzai is playing politics with the future of the United States in Afghanistan. He's casting doubts on whether or not the plans for U.S. departure in 2014 will be as we thought they would be. And I think there was some degree of pressure on the United States to intervene quickly, to talk to Karzai, and to keep the plans on track and make sure that things don't unravel. I think it may very well be that given that the United States can claim certain success in Geneva, it might have more latitude in basically pushing Karzai by telling him that if he doesn't play by what he agreed to with the United States, then we may very well wash our hands of Afghanistan, given that now we have better relations with Iran.
Iran and Afghanistan and Pakistan, as we indicated, are all in the same region. What opportunities are there for striking, say, small bargains on this regional chessboard that may be missing right now?
Well, partly, I think even a tacit understanding between the United States and Iran over Afghanistan will help stability in that country. It may deny Karzai the ability to play Washington against Tehran. I think improvement of relations between the United States and Iran may put back on the table the idea of a gas pipeline between Iran and Pakistan. It may facilitate greater trade between Iran and Afghanistan. If Iran's role in Afghanistan and Pakistan becomes formalized and approved by the international community, then that benefits stability in those two countries.
Vali Nasser, dean of the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, thanks very much.
Thank you.